Now, Giesenau is an oat milk producer on a campaign not to send oats around the world to be milked. Oat milk has become extremely popular in Aotearoa, New Zealand. At the start of this year, cafe owners reported that they were running out of oat milk due to its popularity at barista counters around the country. The supply line is stretched, and it's not helped by the fact that a lot of oat milk has to be brought in from overseas. It's a problem that Morgan Moore and her company Boring Oat Milk are trying to solve. It's just launched 2 days into Tamaki Makaurau's Level 4 lockdown, and Morgan is with us from her Level 4 bubble now. Tēnā koe, Morgan. Welcome to 9 to Noon.
Kia ora, Catherine. It's great to be here.
Now, Boring Oat Milk is spelt that way. The double meaning or a single meaning or what?
Oh, many meanings, actually. We realised that we were going to be playing in a space that is, you know, notoriously competitive on the supermarket shelves and competing against, you know, big FMCG companies that have got lots of marketing spend. So we thought it's got to be something that really cuts through that and stands out on the shelf. But, you know, also we thought, like, what is milk? You know, milk is, like, it's not supposed to be exciting. It's, you know, it's consistent, it's reliable. It's kind of like the supporting actor, you know, that's a coffee that's exciting. It's your granola and your stuff you put in your smoothie. But no, milk, it's quite boring. So
now, you're from a dairy farm originally. So what was the pathway to now being involved in the many milk alternatives that are on the shelves?
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, so my auntie had a dairy farm, so I'm from Taranaki and, you know, very strong dairy ties there. But it all started about 8 years ago when I started another brand called Bonnie Oatcakes, and they were sort of like a Scottish cracker. And the reason that I got into it in the first place was, you know, I saw farms like my auntie's farm, and they were growing oats on there to help, you know, soak up the nitrogen, because, you know, a lot of farms in New Zealand are really heavy in nitrates. And so oats are really gentle on the soil. And I thought, you know, why is it that we've only got, you know, oats grown for animal feed and like porridge and granola? We should be making more products out of oats. But it turned out my sort of oat cake company, Bonnie, was, you know, really was just a sort of fancy cracker that was on people's cheese board every other Friday. And so I knew I needed to create a product that people consumed every single day. And it was about 3 years ago, I saw there's a couple of brands in Sweden that were selling so much oat milk in America and the UK. And so I thought, you know, why, here we are, a farming nation, and we, you know, create all this dairy milk here. Why is it that we're importing like 90 to 95% of our plant milk? So, yes, that was the driver.
How do you milk an oat? Obviously, there's a difference between plant milk and animal milk, but we think of something like coconut milk and we can see the liquid trajectory. But how on earth do you get milk out of an oat?
Yeah, how do you milk an oat? The old age question. It's quite similar with a lot of plant milks, to be honest. So for oats, you get them, you put them into a big, like a big vat, a big tank, and you add, or you mill those down, so you break them down, and then you have this slurry of sort of oats and water. Then you add enzymes into that, and what the enzymes do, it's kind of what enzymes in your mouth and your stomach do anyway, which is they break down the starches and release the sugars. And so that gives a nice sort of sweet taste, but it also gives it good viscosity. And then that product is separated, and so you've got this kind of what we call the byproduct. We need to figure out a better name for it, actually. But it's, you know, that's sort of like a porridge mix, which currently that goes off for animal feed. But we're looking into ways to convert that into plant protein. And then you've got the oat base, so like the liquid. And what you do with that is you then add the other ingredients. We add, you know, oil, which helps with like the mouthfeel and helps it froth with coffee. And then we add vitamins and nutrients. So we do add, you know, calcium and B12s and B2, which is quite some like quite normal in this category. And put it through the UHT line, and there we go. You've got oat milk.
What does it taste like?
It's delicious. I think that's why oat milk's doing so well, you know, compared to the other plant milks, is that it's quite a neutral taste. So I guess kind of describe it like the milk that's left at the bottom of your like cereal
Oh, that's a good
or
one.
your
It's been flavoured
porridge.
up a little bit by whatever it's been poured over. That makes sense to me.
No, it's really good, and it pairs really well with coffee. So, like that's another thing that, a lot of people discredit plant milks because you think of like in the 90s and you have your soy milk cappuccino and it's sort of all fizzled out and split. But oat milk pairs really well because it is creamy and it's got a slightly higher pH, so it doesn't split with the coffee.
You don't
So you
get the
get a
little bits
nice sort
on
of,
top, the little floaty bits on top. No. Now, growing oats, because this is interesting that so much of the oat milk is imported, we grow quite a few oats, especially in the South Island, don't we?
We do. We grow 33,000 tons of oats a year. Of which about half of it is used for animal feed. But yeah, we grow that, but there's plenty more scope for it as well.
So where do you source yours?
We source ours from Harroways, so those guys have been around for 150 years, and they get their oats from Otago and Southland. But there is, there's so much scope for farmers. I mean, a lot of farmers are already growing oats on their land and selling, and just having it for animal feed. But there's a lot of scope for more farmers, and especially, dairy farmers, to be introducing oats into their crop rotations and into their pasture, because again, like it helps prevent that runoff into waterways. So, we're working with, we're looking at like how this is sustainable, and that's like not just for the environment, but financially and culturally too. And it's about looking at like at this holistically, like what crops do we need to be growing in rotation with animals to help create a diverse and healthy ecosystem? And I mean, oats are just, we grow them really well here.
Are they exclusively for one use or another? You can't get two bites at the cherry, so to speak. If you are growing oats, excuse me, oat crops for the purpose of making milk, are there any other byproducts or do you consume the whole product?
Oh yeah, no. So, when we do that separation step, and we have, we separate the solid from the liquid of the milk. That solid, it currently just goes to animal feed, but we can, we are looking at ways that that can be converted to a plant protein and then consumed by, humans.
So they sort of go,
But also,
they get an oaty biscuit or something, do they, Morgan?
oh no, well, it actually will end up being like a powder.
Right.
So like a pro like. Pea protein's really popular, but we're looking at ways that we can have oat protein, so then sort of reintroduce that back into the product, because that is a criticism with a lot of plant milks is they don't have enough protein because that is what you lose in that process. So we're looking at ways that we can reintroduce that back in.
I mean, that could go out as an animal feed, what, just scattered across whatever else they're eating as a powder.
Well, I mean, it could, or it can go into human products as well. So currently we're just looking at ways that it can be used for human use, but yeah, there's lots you can do with an oat.
You said we import most of it. Where from?
I mean, for oat milk, mostly from Sweden, but for other plant milks, Australia, China, America, but yeah, sort of everywhere but here.
So, what's the infrastructure you've got? You've obviously got a milling process because it sounds quite intensive. What other infrastructure have you got?
Well, I mean, that was the issue. There's so boring oat milk is like the first oat milk to be commercially made in New Zealand. And that's because, we had plenty of UHT lines in New Zealand. We UHT lot heat treat lots of dairy milk, but we don't do it for oat, and it's quite a different process. And so what we had to do was find a way to convert the oats into a liquid. And then put it into a tanker to send it down the road to our UHT processor. And so that was sort of the trickier bit. But to be honest, it's a lot of like we use the same equipment as these guys that process apples. So they process apples into juice and concentrate. And so it's a lot of the same sort of equipment. So we're already kind of utilizing kit that was already there, but just upping the ante a little bit.
So, what's the plan? I understand you OE included Sweden, but also included Scotland, where the oats are ubiquitous, including in the good old whiskey. What's your plan for the business from here? You've sort of done your proof of concept. You're in the market now, and then what's the plan for the next 1, 2, 5 years?
Well, I mean, like you mentioned at the start, we've launched into like level four lockdown, so I mean,
so
that wasn't
many companies
planned,
have. It's going to be one of the reflections, I think, the many reflections of this time, is how many gutsy companies have just got on and done it.
Well, I think like everyone's found, you know, COVID's what happens when you make plans. And so shame on us for trying to make sort of big fancy plans for a launch. But anyway, we've rolled out to cafes, you know, and those that are in level two, and just really sort of tapping into that channel and, you know, retailers in New Zealand. But I mean, to be honest, the only way for us to really have good impact back on land is for us to have really good export opportunities. And so that's going to be, you know, China is a big one for us, because, you know, the China market is already consumes a lot of plant milk. You know, 90% of Asian population is lactose intolerant. And so that's one we're looking at. And we think that, you know, the sort of New Zealand dairy story will actually help us quite a bit as well with selling into China. So I do believe that, you know,
that's next.
Oat milk will become, oat milk will become as synonymous with New Zealand as dairy currently is.
Morgan, all the best with it. Thanks very much. Morgan Moore of the Boring Oat Milk Company.